St. Albans, C of E Academy. I've forgotten. Let's begin. Bang, splash, pop. Bang, splash, pop. Bang, splash, pop. Did you hear that?
Yes, we did.
That is the sound of something popping, something banging, and something splashing. The things that were popping, banging, and splashing were in a very strange laboratory. Let me tell you about it. The laboratory had potions and lasers and slime. On one side were smashed windows with glass all over the false, brown, creaky laboratory floor. Pink, fluffy pillows were on the sofa, and on one side was a tall grandfather clock, tick, tick, ticking away. The roof was huge and metal, which leaked and was almost collapsing. All around were dangerous explosives, and running down the walls was slimy water. In the centre was a black table, and it was on fire. Fizzle, crack and pop it went. Suddenly, a scientist, I'll tell you about him in a minute, came rushing through the door, threw a bucket of cold water over the burning table. Fizz! It went, and all that was left was lots of billowing, smelly smoke. The scientist coughed and coughed again. He coughed one more time, then said, "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear." He looked at the burnt table and everything that was burnt on it. It was very burnt. Even the burnt things were burnt.
"Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear," he said,
and coughed once more. As the smoke cleared, his face became clearer. He was a 40-year-old scientist, and his name was I've Forgotten. He was a very forgetful scientist and could not even remember his name, and when people asked him his name, he simply said, "I've Forgotten." So people called him I've Forgotten. I've Forgotten had crazy hair and loved making potions. He made them all day long. He made potions in the morning, he made potions in the afternoon, he made potions in the evening. He even made potions last thing at night, just before he went to bed. Sometimes the potions were successful, but other times they were a complete failure. Once one of the potion experiments went very wrong, and I've Forgotten grew a pair of wings. I'll tell you more about those in a minute. Ivor wore a long white lab coat, which reached down to his knees, big glasses which almost covered his entire face, and over the top of those he wore scientist goggles. He had a pair of ripped trainers and loved to eat cheese and ice cream. Sometimes, at the same time, and he had an entire basement full of both. He had a long grey beard, which was full of bits of cheese and ice cream, because he often forgot to clean it, because he was so busy making potions. He had a pet goat, big black boots, a really little t-shirt, and loved donuts. Whenever he went on holiday, he always travelled with Hello Kitty Airlines and was very good at 360-degree spins. He had piercing blue eyes and 20 hamsters. Some of his potions were amazing. Flying, anti-gravity, invincibility, invisibility, all sorts. But it was the flying one that caused the most problem. He created a potion which made him grow wings, and then he couldn't get rid of them. I've Forgotten's catchphrase was, "Life is so unfair." And on the day he grew wings, he said that a lot. I've Forgotten decided today was the day he would get rid of his wings. All he needed to do was find the right potion and they would disappear. He needed to think, and whenever he needed to think, he always went for a walk in the graveyard. Exactly. I think you should say that again for dramatic effect. And that's where the story really begins. The night was closing in, bats were flap, flap, flapping along, and the moon cast strange, twisted shadows across the grey gravestones. Okay, that's enough. As I've Forgotten was walking along, wondering about a potion to get rid of his wings, he heard a scraping sound. Then he heard it again. Then he heard it for a third time. Most people would have shouted, "Eek!" and run off, but not I've Forgotten. He just stood there and waited and watched. And what he saw was this. A large grey slab started to open up, and suddenly from behind it jumped a skeleton, a female skeleton that was 1,234 years old with red, pointy eyes and bones made of bricks. "Boogie, boogie, boogie," shouted the skeleton, and waited for Ivor to shout "Eek!" and run off. But he didn't. He just stood there and said, "Good evening." "Shall I tell you about the skeleton?"
"Yes, please."
"Here we go. Her name was Rose, and she loved spiders and zombies. They were her best friends. She lived in the graveyard and loved pizza and burgers, but mainly she liked to eat any meat which had a bone attached. She had a best friend called Skelly, the skeleton dog, and she often took it for walks in the graveyard, late at night, obviously. Her other favourite food was rocks. She liked to eat rocks of all sizes. Big rocks, little rocks, medium rocks. There were quite a few rocks in the graveyard. She wore grey jeans, a grey hoodie, and a white top, and had a crack in the centre of her head. A lot of people thought she was rude and harmful, and the reason they thought she was rude and harmful was because she was rude and harmful. "Boogie, boogie, boogie!" shouted Rose again, but not so confidently this time. And once again, Ivor said, "Good evening." Rose leaned over and whispered, "You're supposed to go eek and run off." "But I don't want to go eek and run off. I want to think of a potion." I've forgotten, and Rose sat quietly in the graveyard and thought. Ivor thought about his potion. Rose thought about how to scare him. They sat and thought some more. Bats flap, flap, flap overhead as they thought.
"I've got a potion," Rose suddenly said, and scuttled back to her grave. "I wonder what it could be," said Ivor to himself, and flapped the wings he wanted to get rid of.
When Rose returned, she was carrying a small purple bottle, which was old and dusty. She blew off the dust and read the label.
"De-winging potion," she said.
Ivor's eyes lit up.
"Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme."
Rose held the potion close to her bony chest and said, "Nope,
not unless you have a bringing back to life potion."
"Why?"
"Because I want to be brought back to life. I'm dead, you see. Oh, excuse me for a moment."
And Ivor left the graveyard quickly. When he returned, he was carrying a small red bottle, which was old and dusty. He blew off the dust and read the label.
"Bringing back to life potion."
Rose's eyes lit up.
"Oh, gimme, gimme, gimme."
Then Ivor said,
"But how do I know your potion works?" "How do I know your potion works?"
Rose replied.
"There's only one way to find out."
Rose handed Ivor the purple bottle. Ivor handed Rose the red bottle. And Ivor said,
"After three, 1, 2, 3.
And Ivor drank from the purple bottle, and Rose drank from the red bottle, and then slowly, very slowly, things started to change. Bang, splash, pop. Bang, splash, pop. Bang, splash, pop. Did you hear that?
"Yes, we did."
That sound was Ivor's wings disappearing. It was also the sound of Rose becoming alive again.
Hooray!
I know, it's very exciting. Ivor looked at his back without wings and said,
"Nice."
And Rose looked at her new human body and said,
"Nice."
And they both looked into each other's eyes and said,
"Nice."
And then they fell in love just like that.
Aww, I know. What a cute ending.